When sorely tempted, look to Jesus, June 6. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. In all our afflictions, Jesus was afflicted. The captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. In this life we shall be proved whether we bear the test of God. When Satan's temptations come, we shall have a trial. Shall we be overcome by the bewitching power of Satan, or shall we overcome Satan's temptations as Christ overcame them? Shall we have the mind stored with the heavenly treasures of truth, that we may be enabled to meet the adversary of souls with it as written as did Christ, and not with any of our impetuous speeches? Satan understands more of what is written than many a professed Christian, for he is a diligent student of the Scriptures, and his work is to pervert the truth of God, to lead people to disobedience and to neglect the searching of God's Word. It is a great mistake to dictate to God. Elijah knew not what he said when he told God that he had enough of life and asked to die. The Lord did not take him at his word, for he had a work to do before he would be exalted and translated to heaven. Have we forgotten that Jesus, the majesty of heaven, suffered being tempted? Jesus did not allow the enemy to pull him into the mire of unbelief, or crowd him into the mire of despondency and despair. God hates sin. Satan's work is to allure to works of evil. How adroitly Satan worked with his bewitching power to fascinate the mind to choose sin rather than righteousness. The influence of one person on another had become dangerous because of Satan's leading and controlling the mind and pressing this influence of one over another in his own service. But the Lord Jesus, by the agency of his Holy Spirit, changes the order of things and takes the sins and guilt of the human race upon himself, and draws people to himself, and sanctifies and employs the human agent as his instrumentality to engage his powers to do an entirely opposite work than Satan advised. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. How precious to the tempted soul is this positive promise! If those in trouble and temptation keep their eyes fixed on Jesus and draw nigh to God, talking of his goodness and mercy, Jesus draws nigh to them, and the annoyances that they thought almost unbearable vanish. Troublous times are before us, but this is not to worry us. To be worried is to be unbelieving, but Christ invites you saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.